AM 1620.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name's Bridget, and I'm now joined by Sally Bergosh and Sarah Devi from the Health and Hope Clinic. So welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. I know last time we had Michael on the show, and we talked about kind of, you know, a plethora of things, in particular the Narcan, which we'll get into. But I first kind of want to start out, you know, tell us a little bit about your clinic and what you guys do.
So we are a free and charitable clinic in the state of Florida, and our mission statement is to provide health and hope to the hurting, and that's exactly what we do. We offer free medical and dental services for the uninsured, and our services include primary care, chronic disease management, women's health, chiropractic care, dermatology, dental care, full pharmacy, lab, health education, and an encourager ministry that we are so, so proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys obviously do a plethora of things at the clinic. I feel like we could talk forever and kind of go into the different services and everything that you guys provide. But I know, you know, with the current climate of everything that's going on, are you guys staying open? I mean, is it appointment only? Kind of how does it work?
Well, it's been a bit of a challenge, of course. We operate with over 200 volunteers. So some of those volunteers are older, like they're retired doctors and things, and then so they have not been able to volunteer as much during the pandemic. But we have found a great group of core volunteers, and we've been able to stay open the entire time all the way through the pandemic. So, yeah, Sally has some great numbers that she likes to talk about, but I think we're just really proud that we're able to help our community when they need it most. And our goal has always sort of been, let's keep people out of the emergency room, right? Let's make sure they have their blood pressure medicine and their diabetes medicine, and we're taking care of them for things like that so they don't go to the emergency room where, you know, COVID patients need to go or you know, people having a heart attack. So we're trying to do our part in this whole system.
Absolutely. Sally, can we kind of dive into some of those numbers?
Sure, absolutely. So it's interesting. We just ran our, because now we're in August, we ran our July numbers just to say, man, we really feel busy. Are we as busy as we think we are? In 2019, in the month of July, we saw 16 new patients. In the month of July 2020, we took on 80 new patients. That's five times the growth. I mean, that is, it's just a huge number. We also, in addition to that, did 787 patient visits, whether it was medical or dental. So we've got a lot of people that need help out here with the recently unemployed and uninsured, and we are definitely here taking care of them. We're meeting our mission statement completely, and we're proud to say that.
Absolutely. We do have a text message comment that came through, and it's just a testament to how amazing the clinic is. They said, without a doubt, the best clinic in Pensacola, and that you guys saved their lives. So so that is it's pretty good for a Monday morning for you.
Thank you. We needed that.
Yeah. On a Monday.
Of course. And every day for sure. And I do want to encourage our listeners, if you do have a question or a comment, you can give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. I mean, I think it's just amazing that you've been able to have those volunteers step up and still help serve this population, because the need is even greater now, like we were just touching. So what is your website if people need to visit the Health and Hope Clinic?
It's healthandhopeclinic.org.
All spelled out, A-N-D, you know.
I love it. And I know that you guys are also a Narcan distribution site. So tell us a little bit about Narcan. I mean, the importance of this and why people need to get it for their businesses or for any reason.
Well, we were able to get an impact grant last year. We just realized there's such a problem in the country and really in our community with overdose from opioids. So we wanted to be a part of the solution for that. So we were able to write a grant, and really Impact helped us so much with that. And so we are a Narcan distribution site. You don't even have to be a patient of our clinic. You can have insurance or whatever, but you can come in and just ask for Narcan and we will give it to you. And it's really for people who are at risk or know people at risk for opioid overdose. And it's really, even people who take prescription medicines that are opioids, they are even at risk for overdose. So it's not just like street drugs or whatever. So we want to be able to provide that service to the community, and we've really been able to do that. And so far we have given out over 300 doses of Narcan to people in the community. So we feel great about that, and we've had some people that we know have used it, and it's saved their lives, and they've come back to get more. So that's really positive.
Absolutely, and that's amazing. So can somebody just call up and say that they're in need of this and go pick it up, or how does it work?
Absolutely. They can either just show up here, and we can give it to them. We also try to educate people. We have sort of a little kit that we give out. It's sort of a Narcan, and then an education piece where we try and educate folks on how do you know when to give it? What does someone look like when they're having an overdose? And how do you administer it? And, you know, how do you call 911, all that stuff. So it's really kind of a more than just giving the kits, but it's educating folks as well. So yeah, they can either come in during our regular hours, which is most days and Tuesday and Thursday evenings, or if they want to call and set up a time, we can do that too. And we're also working some with some organizations. So that's been really great. We've given it to groups of people who have then given it out to their folks. And, there's like a guy, there's a program called Celebrate Recovery, and he works with bikers, and so it's sort of been this organic thing that's just grown, and it's been really great.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is something that I feel like, I mean, people are obviously talking about more often is the opioid crisis and kind of what we can do. And you know, I think it's kind of hard for some people to understand that, you know, even if you just have a prescription, I mean, you're still at risk. It's not just, you know, like you said, the street drugs. So I think that's so important to educate and to let people know their options, that this is available for you and that you do need to take advantage of it for free at the Health and Hope Clinic.
Yes, we. I mean, I think everyone knows someone who's been affected by this, and I think with the COVID crisis, people forget. Like, this is another crisis that's still really going on. Over 70,000 people died last year from opioid overdose. So, especially, I think with COVID, people are really stressed out, and we've gotten some statistics that say drug use is actually up because of the isolation people are experiencing and that sort of thing. So we can't drop the ball in this area while we're still dealing with the COVID crisis.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So can you give us your website one more time where people can find out more information about your clinic and about the Narcan services as well?
Right, it's healthandhopeclinic.org.
I love it. We do have another...
And there is a Narcan button they can click on.
Very good. We do have another question that came through. Is Dr. Isabella Sanchez still volunteering with the clinic?
No, not right now.
And if somebody wants to become, you know, a volunteer in any aspect, I mean, do they just get in contact with you or what's the process for that?
Yes, we are always, always, always recruiting and taking volunteers. That is part of our mission as well, is we're, you know, we've actually had so many interns that were interning med students at the hospitals, and they had to actually vacate the hospitals when they started doing the testing for the virus. So they came over to us, and that kind of saved our clinic, truly. We just hurried up and did an onboarding with all of them and got them situated, and we're full steam ahead. We also have our chief of staff medical director. His name is Dr. Paul McLeod, who has just been wonderful, and he's so great with the students as well, and he just does a great job of helping out and kind of running the clinic along with Carol Cox, our clinical manager.
Yeah, Dr. McLeod's actually the head of the FSU med school here, so he's a great resource for us. But if someone wants to volunteer, they can go to our website, and there is a way to volunteer that way, or they can call us, and we can set up a sort of a tour for them, because I think people really, once they come and they see it, they really get it and get excited about it, because it's a beautiful clinic. It's right behind Olive Baptist Church. It's brand new since 2014. We're really blessed to have such a beautiful place to work, and it's first-rate healthcare.
I love it. Well, it is time for us to take a little break, but more with Sarah and Sally right after this. Again, if you have a question or a comment, you can give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620.
The real estate market in our area right now is absolutely crazy, and Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty wants to help you navigate the process whether you're ready to buy or sell a home. Christina Leavenworth wants to help you sell your home no matter the price point. But especially right now, if you think your home might be under $250,000 to $300,000 and have considered selling, now is the perfect time. Don't waste another day. It's homes of this value that are currently flying off the market. Plus, it's even possible your home is worth more than you think it is. That just happened to her recently. Another realtor had told one seller their home was worth $199,000 when Christina came in and recommended $229,000. She had four offers in 24 hours. She just does things differently than other realtors, and she wants to make the difference in your real estate experience. Simply call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158, or Google Christina Leavenworth, Levin Rinke Realty. Clayton Coker of Antiquarian Jewelers and his daughter, Sarah Coker, will be joining Bridget Kay on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday morning at 10:30. With the prices of gold and silver going up, find out more about buying and selling precious metals, Rolex watches, and estate jewelry. Call in or text your questions to Clayton at 437-1620 this Wednesday morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Kevin Stevens, and I want to represent you on the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority Board, District 5. I'm a Navy veteran and a business owner who has experience in managing multi-million dollar budgets that effectively cut cost, waste, and redundancy while maintaining high levels of customer service. As a husband and a father, I'm connected to our community and believe it's time for real, meaningful change at ECUA. If you're ready to join me, please vote for Kevin Stevens, ECUA, District 5.
Paid an approved political announcement by Kevin Stevens for ECUA, District 5 Republican.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answer. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store and Warrington Hardware and Marine.
I'm Lane Lynchard, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5. We need experienced, successful leadership in Santa Rosa County, and that's what I offer. I have the background, education, and experience to lead Santa Rosa forward, making common sense decisions that are in the best interest of the families in Santa Rosa County. I grew up here, and I've practiced law here for 20 years. As we face challenges brought about by global events, we need to rise to the occasion and build upon our past successes. Please vote Lane Lynchard, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Paid for by Lane Lynchard, candidate for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Join News Radio along with Cat Country 98.7 for the second Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon from the Studer Family Children's Hospital on Friday, August 21st. Wind Creek Hospitality will match donations up to $20,000. Brent and Candy will have stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. All funds raised during this year's event will support the Bear Family Foundation Pediatric Oncology Center of Hope. Thank you to our champion sponsor, Gulf Winds Credit Union.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
A coronavirus convention.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
With the pandemic getting in the way of plans to do it in Charlotte, North Carolina, then in Jacksonville, Florida, President Trump plans to hold an event accepting the Republican nomination for president at the White House.
Critics have questioned whether using the White House for a political event violates the law. But the Office of Legal Counsel says the president is within his legal rights.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sally and Sarah from the Health and Hope Clinic are joining me, and we have a lot to talk about. There's always so many things. You're like, we're still open. We're located behind Olive Baptist Church, and you can find them at their website at healthandhopeclinic.org. But we did kind of want to touch base about an event that is coming up for you guys, your biggest fundraiser of the year.
Yes, we're very excited to announce that we're still marching forward and having our annual Christmas gala called Christmas at the Clinic. It's at Pensacola Country Club this year on December 1st. Now, we're watching closely the pandemic and where this thing goes, but either way, we will for sure have the event, whether it's a virtual event or live event on December 1st.
I love it. So where can people get more information or become a sponsor for this event?
So you can call me at 850-748-4456, or you can call directly to the clinic and say you're interested in sponsorship, or we even have a button you can click on our website, healthandhopeclinic.org. So any of those numerous ways, the clinic phone number is 850-479-4456.
Yeah, Bridget, we really hope we get to have this fundraiser. It's our really biggest, our big fundraiser for the year, and it's always so much fun. It's basically decorated trees, and they're decorated Christmas trees and maybe some wreaths and table decorations, and they also have items of value on them, like we had some custom-made derby hat, and we have jewelry on them, and some Botox. And some
I love it. That probably went first.
Yeah, there's some really great stuff. So we really hope we get to have this event, and it's just very fun. It's Christmassy. It's sort of the first kind of Christmas event people get into. And it sort of gets everyone in the spirit and gets them decorated, you know, because they can get those great Christmas trees and stuff.
Plus, it all goes to a fabulous cause. So you get to shop knowing that you're helping people that don't have insurance get health care and dental care.
Yeah, absolutely, which is the most important thing. So if you want to become a sponsor or if you want to be a part of the event, just go to the healthandhopeclinic.org and you can get more information there. Again, you guys also have some patient partnerships. I don't know if you want to mention anything about the Pathways for Change or the Pensacola Men's Center.
Well, absolutely. So we're constantly reaching across the lines and saying, what else could we be doing? Because we want to do all those wraparound services for our patients that are so badly needed. One of the big things during COVID, since all the traditional health fairs were canceled this summer, we linked arms with Ministry Village Olive, for example. And they have provided food boxes for our patients almost every Thursday and Friday. So that's been just amazing. Pathways for Change. We now take all of their people that are in the Men's Treatment Center program, and we register them automatically with us if they don't have health insurance, which is 99% of them, and they now can come see us anytime during that 18-month period that they are a patient of Pathways.
Yeah, we're trying to help them just really get back to health so they can integrate back in society, make sure they are vaccinated for everything, and so just really take good care of them so they're able to adjust when they get out of that program.
Absolutely. Well, we are kind of wrapping up here. So Sally and Sarah, I just want you to give, you know, all of the information. Where can people book appointments? Where can they make an appointment to come pick up the Narcan that you're providing, or if they want to become a volunteer?
So if you want to volunteer or hook up with our program
or donate, don't forget to donate.
Or donate, because we can always use that. You can either go to our website, and you need to spell out the words healthandhopeclinic.org, or you can call our clinic at 850-479-4456.
And Bridget, when we talk about volunteers, we do need doctors for sure, and nurses, and dentists, and those sort of folks. But a lot of our volunteers don't have a medical background, and we need them too. Like, we need people to answer the phones at the front desk. And so we need a lot of those folks too. So you don't have to be a healthcare provider, and it's just a great environment to volunteer. People love working here and helping people.
Absolutely. Well, it is time for us to take a little break. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. If you want to get involved, go to the healthandhopeclinic.org. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I'm Karen Barber. Santa Rosa County must have a superintendent with experience, and I have 33 years of preparation from pre-K through the university level. Let's focus together on a culture of optimism, respect, collaboration, and an uncompromising focus on doing what is right for our children. On August 18th, please elect Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Karen Barber, Republican for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Dignity Memorial is a symbol of trust and a mark of excellence. They celebrate life with compassion and attention to detail that's second to none. From Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel to Eastern Gate Memorial Funeral Home and Oaklawn Funeral Home, they're dedicated local professionals committed to getting every detail right every time. Join Dignity Memorial every first and third Thursday morning at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel as Patrick Hartsfield discusses the many facets of advanced planning with area professionals. Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Join Lacoste Construction Group tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Owner and contractor Jesse Lacoste will discuss both new construction projects as well as renovation projects in both residential and commercial spaces. That's tomorrow morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Clayton Coker of Antiquarian Jewelers and his daughter, Sarah Coker, will be joining Bridget Kay on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday morning at 10:30. With the prices of gold and silver going up, find out more about buying and selling precious metals, Rolex watches, and estate jewelry. Call in or text your questions to Clayton at 437-1620 this Wednesday morning at 10:30.